Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Hello. How are you?
In the building. We are in the building. Once again, we welcome everyone to the Relation Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking about the fellas right now. Fellas,
don't try to take me now and turn me into something that I'm not, because it's now all of a sudden convenient for you. If you're going to love me with who I am, for who I am, by who I am, or leave me the hell you know. It's pretty simple.
It's roaring and roaring and roaring. Woo! Might make your head blow off.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to another week, another episode of the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz, and the lovely hostess, the one and only Miss Lady J.
Hi.
Hola.
How are you?
I'm all right. And I know, just disclaimer, for all those who missed us last week, you know, it was holiday weekend, and plus, you know, we had some technical difficulties, and I had some technical difficulties.
Yes, you were definitely technically difficult last week.
Yes, yes, yes. What's up? How was your week?
My week was good. I definitely enjoyed that extra day off this week, even though now it's making the week drag for me. It's like when we have a four-day week, it seems extra slow. I don't understand that, but...
Yeah, right, exactly. Does it seem like it's long enough?
Yeah, no, it's never long enough. It's never long enough. You know me, I'm greedy. Yeah. I want more. I'll be like, I need another day. One more day will make a difference. And then you get the one more day. Okay, one more day will make a difference.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, my God. Oh, I mean, so on your end, my understanding is some people, oh, my God, was telling me to take all kind of honey and be okay, go on the show, you know, forget my health. You know, just like, damn you, we need you. And, you know, we got, you know, salute to all my fellas. Salute to my fellas that's tuning in. I mean, fellas, yo, listen, it's all good, brother. You know, I mean, well, however you want to use this platform, to do what, you know, it helps you. I'm here for you, fellas. I'm here.
They missed you last week. They really wanted you. But I did explain to those that I had the ability to explain to that you were really, really ill. And that you never take off for just nothing.
I
explained to them that you were sick, but they were like, he could have had some ginger and some honey, and if he just started the day before, he'd have been fine.
Yeah, I know. It was like, put some Robitussin on it, right?
Yeah, just, you know, Vicks Vapor Rub fix everything. Just rub it on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, as black people, we think drink some ginger ale to solve everything. Drink some ginger ale.
Yeah. But, you know, at least they did tell you to take some ginger, because, you know, ginger is proven to fix it.
No, they seen ginger ale, you know, just,
I can't with you. I can't. Well, I'm glad you're back and you're feeling that I missed you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you,
Missy. You're welcome.
We're back. So, tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is just be good to me. Communicate what you want. That's the topic tonight, and you know, Lady J's gonna dive into it. You know, I don't know. I mean, what's your approach on this? I mean, it's so many avenues we can go down this road on.
Well, that is one of the reasons why I like to talk to the people, some of the people who listen to us on a regular basis, and just get some other takes on how I see things, you know, and how they see things. And one of the key things to
just our topic period is, you know, how do you communicate? What's the key word, boys and girls? Communicate. How do you let somebody know what you feel, what you need, what you don't want? It's important to be able to let somebody know. You know, we don't live in an age of crystal balls and, you know, people are psychic. You know, people don't even have a magic eight ball anymore. Remember that? When you ask it a question and you shake it and it would give you an answer.
I never got a good response.
Right, so I put mine on the shelf. But,
I threw mine just
you know. Oh, damn, you busted up. You're such a brute. I like it. So, but anyway, you know, it's important to have in healthy relationships, situationships, in all things, it's important to be able to verbalize what you need. Now, also, too, though, when you get to know somebody, and I want to spend some time on that maybe a little later, when I get to know you and you get to know me, one of the amazing things is when we have what they call when we have context clues. Remember when we were kids and you didn't understand what a word meant and the teacher would tell you, read the sentence before it and read the sentence after it and you can get the meaning of the word? Well, it's the same thing sometimes that, yeah, there are going to be some things that we're going to discuss in the beginning of our ship, situation, relation, or whatever. And when we discuss those, I need you to pay attention because sometimes those context clues may come up. And when they come up, you already know what it is. You know what it means. Because, yeah, sometimes we do get tired of repeating the same thing over and over and over. So sometimes it's important to know that, you know, if you come in and I'm a little short and I'm a little snippy, yep, you know, I had a bad day. Yes, I should be able to just say I had a bad day, but I may still be kind of caught up in my feelings. But one of the things that I've explained to you is that when I'm a little short and I'm a little snippy, it's because I'm in my feelings about something. So I need you to pay attention to that and say, you know, babe, you need something? How was your day? You need a glass of wine? Maybe we can go out to eat? You want me to rub your feet? You want me to take a trip downtown and take that monkey off your back? What you need? What you need? Because somewhere along the line, I have communicated that to you. But it all starts with the fact of kind of laying our cards on the table. And you know, yes, there's that whole air of mystery when we're getting to know each other. But the joy of it all is when we start to kind of pull back the layers on each other and truly get to know each other. One of my favorite lines from a kids' movie that I swear was not for children was Shrek. Shrek said, ogres are like onions. And Donkey was like, what? He said, ogres are like onions. You have to peel back the layers to get to know them. And that's the truth. So as we're getting to know each other, we have to be able and be willing to disclose. You know, sometimes it's a little scary, but if we're working towards a something, even if it's just a situationship, we still got to be willing to disclose on that lowest level. And then definitely if you're moving on to something else, you have to be willing to disclose. I have to be able to talk to you. I don't understand how sometimes people can be in long-term relationships and say, well, I can't talk to him. I can't talk to her. Okay, was it always like this? Because sometimes people grow apart, and I get that. But if it's a situation where you've never really been able to talk to someone, then how can you guys be in a something or experiencing something? And please educate me, folks. If I'm missing it, please educate me and tell me. Because if I can't talk to you, if I'm not comfortable with you, then how can I communicate to you what I need? So,
makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm just
makes
like,
sense.
You know, we got to be able to talk to each other. And maybe we need some tips on how to do that.
Sounds very appropriate. But before we go, we dive into that, we're going to get into a little weird music. We're going to go one song. You know, it's this song, you know, for those that, you know, kind of read between the lines, you know what it is. And so I'm not even going to sit there and tell you after. We're going to go with some SOS band, Just Be Good to Me, because that's the topic. Now,
yay!
It's interesting. When you hear the topic, it's not usually our slow joints or smooth ones. You know, get your little head moving. But if you listen to the lyrics, she talks
about
no matter what you're doing, you need to be good to me. But it, we can definitely take those lyrics, go around the topic, dive into it. What some people are willing to put up with, some people are willing to deal with, because they just want to be happy, and that's amazing.
That's
what some people go through, and we as people are so quick to judge another person. And you know, you don't know their personal circumstance. You don't know what's happening behind those doors. You don't know. I mean, it's not for us to judge. Whatever you do, that's who you are. Whether it's morally, whatever you're doing, that's who you are as an individual. But, you know, some people find their own happiness in their own way. Whatever floats your boat, as my grandfather used to say. But we want to get into it. Oh, yeah, listen, I can't forget about one of my favorite listeners. I hope you're in the bubble bath. Get that bubble bath going. Oh. I think that's one of the best listeners. You set the tone with the bubble bath. You got the music on. Hope you got a glass of wine on the side. You know,
and our favorite couple who listens together. Don't forget them too. We have a couple.
Oh yes,
that
I can't forget
together.
About them. Can't forget about them. You know, salute to you guys. Definitely, definitely all our listeners in Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. Can't forget about Texas. My Virginia people. Ooh, Lord, who else we got?
North Carolina.
That's right. Okay, a lot of the military. Salute to you, of course. But let's get into the first. You know, we're going to one song. We'll come on back, and Lady J's going to go into the topic. Just Be Good to Me. This is the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with the lovely one and only Miss Lady J and yours truly, Mr. Naz. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know a little better myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Entertainment is brought to you by Generals Entertainment and Generals Media, an exclusive DJ service for all occasions, whether private, corporate, or weddings. Straight out of New Jersey and New York area, contact Shadow World Entertainment Media for your exclusive experience.
Yeah, we are back. We are back. This is Relation Slow Jams, an adult talk show with yours, Julie, Mr. Nass, and the one and only lovely Miss Lady J. The call-in number, if you want to talk, the number is 929-477-1560. If you just want to listen, it's all good. If you just want to chime in, let us know. However, we are back. Just Be Good to Me. Mm-hmm. Interesting lyrics. Very interesting lyrics. They say he's no good. Don't judge me. It was a lot of everyday conversation in that. And that song was made a long time ago.
Yeah, the song was kind of old. I was over here bopping and two-stepping. I'm back. I wasn't ready, but I'm back. What I like about that song, no matter how you may have felt about what she was saying, I respected her upfrontness. I expected her honesty. And she kind of just made it very clear of what she needed and what she wanted. And if you can do that for me, I don't care what other people say. I don't care if you got somebody else, and then that's a whole other story. But at the end of the day, just be good to me. So, you know, one of the things that you said right before we went into the music break is that, you know, there are some things that we make a choice and settle on. And I'm not here to kick anybody's back in for what you do or what you don't do. You know, but if you're in a situation and you, a situationship, and you know the rules and you are upfront, you and the other person are upfront with each other and honest with each other, and you know what you're doing and it works for you, I am in no position to shame anybody else. Because as long as that person gives you what you need, or gives you, it might not even be a need, it might, if they give you what you want and you give them what they want, it's obviously a win-win. You know, if you're in a situation where it's like, you know what, we're just cool, we don't have a title on what we have, we kind of kicking it and we do what we do, that too, if it works for you, go for it. Do what works for you. Just be good to me. I have an older brother that I absolutely adore, and he is just a chick magnet. And one of the things that I often tease him about when sometimes women get a little obsessant with him is I say to him, the reason why they do that is when you're with them, you treat them like they're the only woman in the entire world. They know better, but when you're with them, you satisfy all of their needs. You satisfy their needs physically, emotionally, in every aspect. And so, therefore, it becomes a little difficult for him sometimes because they get a little extra, so to speak.
Restraining order.
But it's because of how he treats them. And like I said, they know what the situation is and the story is, but they want that experience. And if they're willing to take the experience when the experience comes and how the experience comes and with whatever limitations that come with that experience, then kudos to them, because these are also, and you know, men are also in some of the same situations. And the thing is that as long as you don't blur the lines, then, you know, go out and rock and have fun. You know, I think when we get to the part of when we're moving forward into a relationship comes, it's critical to be able to communicate your wants, your needs, your desires, and your expectations. But especially if we've decided that we're going to make a move and we're going to make this something more, then it is ridiculously important because now I am vulnerable, or at least I'm supposed to be becoming more vulnerable to my partner. So I have to tell you how to be good to me. Now, as a man or as a woman, you know, hopefully, you know, you have some basis on how to be good to your partner or to another person. But again, that's all just the basics. To be good to the partner that you're with or the, you know, the person that you're with, it becomes tailor-made. Now, you can't make the tailor-made suit for them unless they give you the measurements and the design. So the other person has to be willing to tell you what they need and what they want. How can I be good to you? What do you constitute as being good to you? Because first and foremost, we got to figure out if we're on the same page. How you want me to be good to you may not be some shit I'm down with. It may not be what I'm comfortable with or what I know how to do. So if I want to be with you, I may have to learn. I may have to tailor, you know, what I already know. And then I may have to even say, well, that's not for me. So we don't want to wait until we're 3 and 4 and 5 and 7 and 10 years in and say, you're not good to me. You were never good to me. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? And then let's not play pretend, boys and girls. Pretend is good when we're in kindergarten or when we want to grow up. What do we want to be? Pretend is great for role playing when we're having sex. But let's not play pretend to anchor someone, to get someone. Let's not give them all the things that they say they need until we quote unquote get them. And then when we get them and they're emotionally vested, or you guys are now married, you've got kids, you got joint bank accounts, you got all this other shit, and then all of a sudden you flip the script on that person because that's not who you were in the beginning and you didn't truly subscribe to who they were. We have more people spending time and energy trying to manifest a persona than just being themselves. You know, and then also, too, people are who they are. Stop trying to repaint them into something else. So when people show you who they are and they tell you who they are, they're communicating with you. That's those nonverbal cues we were talking about. Take those cues and take those clues to make a decision on, okay, this is how they are. This is how I am. Do we mesh together? Do we work together? That opposites attract. That's real cute. It is to a point. But we can't be such polar opposites that we can't come together. Men. And you know, this is where you come in.
I'm listening.
if there is somebody that you're interested in, excuse me, and you want to take things to the next level, it's really okay to tell them how you feel. It's really good. It's okay for you to express your feelings and tell them what you need. She doesn't know. And I think society has this thing on our men where it's like they're not supposed to express their feelings, being their feelings, you know. No, because she can't guess. You know, I mean, yeah,
what,
she might cook, and she might clean, and she might, why can't she? Because her ass ain't the great Matilda with a crystal ball and a turban wrapped around her head to know what the hell is going on in your head.
True.
And ladies, I want y'all to forget all that fairy tale bullshit, all that, you know, oh, he should know. Do you know if he signed up in a class of Womanology 101 that he should know everything about a woman? And the fact that he knows everything about every woman, I don't want him anyway. I want him to know all about me. And there's no better tutor There's no better teacher, there's no better counselor about me than me. I don't care if you go ask my sister and my mama. There's some things about my sister, about me, that my sisters and my mother may not know. And if you and I are doing some other things, there's a whole lot of things that my sister and my mother hopefully will never know.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to come get that from me. And if you play your cards right, I'll show you. But stop being so assumptive, if that's even truly a word. Stop assuming that people automatically know things. You know, I can't. He can't tell you what you want better than you can tell him what you want. You know, don't be afraid to be a little bit of an open book from the door. If I can tell you how to be good to me, if I can tell you what I will and will not deal with, what I will and will not settle for, that makes the road to whatever so much smoother. It's not going to be perfect, but it makes it a whole lot smoother. It makes it a whole lot easier for us to get from point A to point B to element of P and all the rest of the alphabet. But if you got to guess and you got to bump your head against the wall every time, and then I feel defeated and rejected when I don't get the shit right. Is that what you want people to feel? Because eventually they're going to stop trying. And then y'all are just kind of sitting there looking crazy like, oh, well. And then it's like, why are we here? But if you tell people what's wrong, if you tell people what's right, shit, I need to tell you how to stroke right.
Yeah, I mean, are you coming across as being selfish when you're telling people, you know, what you want? Is it, you know, do you come across kind of like, well, it's about me, 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 and the other person, you know, I mean, are you coming across as selfish to the other person?
I think if you're coming across, if that person interprets that as selfish, then I would kind of look at them a little strange, because especially if we're starting, I don't know anything about you. So the only thing I can tell you about is me. And then when I give you the information about me and you give me the information about you, then we can figure out if there's an us. See, that's the thing. We have to build the foundation in order for us to get to us. It's a brick for you, a brick for me, a brick for you, a brick for me. And then all of a sudden our bricks start to intermingle, and then they're becoming the us bricks. And that's on no matter what level. That's on the level of we just fucking, situationships, new relationships, marriages, everything. Because I have to be able to tell you what I need. Say, for instance, we're in a relationship, and there's some things about me that just don't mesh for you, don't jive for you. You know, I need sex 3 times a day, 6 days a week. That doesn't work for you. That's not who you are. Or I need comfort. I need this. I need that. That's not who you are. And I'm not disclosing this until you've developed these feelings for me, and now we're into this thing, and now I'm like, well, I need this, and I need that. That is selfish. That is selfish. Because what you did not do was give someone an opportunity to say, this doesn't work for me. Now, don't get me wrong. If people pay close enough attention, they'll start to see things. But those things may not start to unfold until a lot later on, or they may start to come one at a time, a little piece here, a little piece there. And then the whole individual that you saw is not who stands in front of you. So, no, it's not selfish to tell somebody what you want in the beginning, because I want you to do the same thing. So, because if it's, okay, I'm being nice and I'm being sweet and I'm doing everything you want me to do, there's some regret, there's some resentment, there's some conformity versus compromise. And you should never conform to anyone. You should always compromise with someone. And then also, too, why be afraid to tell somebody how to be good to you, how to treat you, how to love you? Because then if they say they can't, then you're not as emotionally invested, so you can walk away. And I think that sometimes that's the hard thing, is once we get somewhere with somebody and we've gotten accustomed to them being around, you may not even be ridiculously gaga in love, but you may have gotten accustomed to that person being there. They do fill a space in your life. And now that you've gotten to this point of, you know, they're not treating you how you want to be treated, or giving you what you need to have, or they're not being good to you, but it's hard to walk away. Because there'll be a void there, and that void is going to hurt. It's going to feel very empty. No, I need to tell you what I need. I need to tell you how to be good to me, you know? And then the other piece on that is sometimes you got to keep other people out your relationship. You got to take other people out of your shit, because they can muck up your shit. So after we come back from the next music break, we're going to talk about how you keep what's yours, and how you get to learn people for who they are, what they present to you, not all the evidence that everybody else runs back with. So Ms. Finesse, give us the music.
Will do.
Love us all, and then love us all. That's what.
Nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Yes, yes, we are back. Welcome back to the Relations Soul Jams and Adult Talk Show with the lovely one and only Miss Lady J and yours truly, show producer, Mr. Ness. I'm here.
Yeah, that would be you. That's you. Yeah, that's you.
Yes.
Wow, you took us back, Mr. Nas. I like classics.
Yeah, I love the classics. Love the classics. Well, quick plug. Every Friday, check me out, shadowworlds.com. The classic vibes, we're going to go to classics.
Yay, I like that.
So, yeah, it was quick plugging. So, anyway.
But before we move forward, hey, you guys, you know, the Relationship Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show has a Facebook page.
Yay.
Yes. I need you guys to go on the page and leave some comments, ask some questions, submit future suggestions on upcoming topics, all kinds of stuff. You can ask us all kinds of stuff. Well, no, you can't ask me all kinds of stuff because I might give you the answer.
Let's hit them a question of the week. We'll hit them with a question of the week. You know, if you're friends with us, you know, we're going to hit a question of the week, like the page. Chime in, you know, you have some things you want to just say, you know, we are monitoring it. Just don't get crazy. We don't need a Roseanne issue. Oops.
Act like Roseanne if you want to. Roseanne got fired. So will you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't want to hear Ambien made you do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving forward. So, yeah, you guys go on and like our page, and that's our way to converse with you and talk to you and get feedback from you and from us to you and you to us. We love you guys.
Love you, too.
So, what we were talking about before the music break was, you know, how that whole just be good to me thing. Sometimes you may enter relationships. Situationships, friendships, whatever, with someone who, quote unquote, has a reputation, just like in the song. Don't always feed into what you hear about someone else. Rumors don't have life unless they have listeners. You know, a person can spread a rumor all day long, but if there's no one to receive said rumor, the rumor dies. So if you are in a something with someone, and first let me put a little pause right there. You don't have to tell everybody every time something new or someone new comes into your life. Sometimes you need to keep what's yours, yours, and you need to keep it personal. You need to keep it quiet. Not that you're hiding it, but it's just like anything else. When you first plant a seed in the ground and you're trying to grow something, you don't have everybody come over to your house and be like, oh, look at the hole I dug in the ground to plant the seed. Oh, look at the hole I covered up because the seed that's in there. Oh, look at, you know, the weed that's grown. You don't do that. You don't do it until something is bloomed and something is made a bud, and then you want to share. It's the same thing about your ships. When your ships are new, it's better to spend your personal time and private time cultivating those things without necessarily outside help from everyone else. Because if someone is showing you who they are, they're showing it to you, and they may be showing it to you in a very different way, in a very special way. Everybody is not going to have the same view that you have. So enjoy the view and take notice of the view that you have before you start to take sometimes what is unsolicited advice. Because unless you go to someone and say, well, you know, I date Ray Ray now. You know, what you think about him? You know from him on the block and you knew him before me. What you think about that? Then you went and you asked someone. So when somebody comes to you and go, I see you date Ray Ray now. You know Ray Ray used to do this and Ray Ray used to do that and Felicia used to do this and Felicia used to do that. First of all, the key word in all of that is used to do. Because the same shit that they used to do may not be the shit that they do. And definitely may not be what they do with you. So take what that person, that individual, that partner gives you as opposed to relying solely on outside sources. Maybe they didn't like them the same way they like you. Maybe they didn't click the same way you click. maybe that person was still finding themselves, and maybe they were still growing up and maturing and evolving. You know, what we never want to do is hold people hostage to their past. You know, and if somebody comes to you and say, look, you know, I really dig you. I want to get to know you. I want you to get to know me. You know, it's a lot of talk in the streets about who I was, but that's not the person that I was. And if you make the decision to give them an opportunity to show you who they are versus who they were, then let that be a full, complete opportunity. Don't let it be an opportunity that's garnered or paired with what other people are telling you. This person may be an absolute asshole in the streets, but when they're with you, they can be somebody completely different because you bring something different to the table for them to want to be a different person. They may actually evolve someday and maybe not even be as big of an asshole in the street. But when they're with you and how they treat you and how they respect you and love on you, that's important. Now, you know, ladies, we always say we want somebody who loves their mama, so you want to also look at that. But you know, you want to make sure that you're, and I don't want to ever use the word judge because I hate undercover, you know, judge. No, I don't want to say judge, but you want to formulate an opinion based on what that person provided you with. Because how many times have we heard the exact opposite? He's a nice guy. She's a good girl. That would be a great look for you, blah, blah, blah. And you get into a relationship with that person based on what everybody else has said, and it's a disaster. So formulate your own opinions about the person that you're trying to have something with. And then, you know, you can make bona fide choices of whether you want to stay, whether you want to go, where, you know, if you want to put limitations on what you have, or if you want to knock down all the walls and just go for it. But I think especially in this age of social media and groups and just everything, we let everybody into everything. And then, you know, when it gets tainted, we want to know why. Keep your shit to yourself. And ironically speaking of social media, one of the funniest memes, or one of the best memes I've ever seen was, keep your private life private so that when things are good, people can't hate on you. And when things are bad, people can't talk shit about you.
You ain't
and
never
that's lie. True. Right, you know, and then, you know, when other people start to dig too hard, tell them to mind their business. Mind your damn business. My classic is, we good? How y'all doing? He not doing this? She not doing that? No, we good. Oh, well, what you mean y'all good? Just that. We're good. We in a good place.
None of their damn business. I think you said something exactly about just being happy, and I think that's part of being happy in your own respective relationships or whatever you went to or whatever you're doing. I think the fact that if you're keeping it yours, not letting everybody know your damn business, you can keep happiness. You really can. When you're sharing too much information, you just open that door, and that Pandora box gets opened up. I mean, it's crazy, and people don't understand that. You know, so be careful. Fellas, when you bragging about, well, I'm doing this for my woman, I'm doing this for my woman, and you flossing or showing a little too much, it's okay to you know, of course, show your woman, show your spouse, you know, be proud of what you have. But be careful, too much information, you got some envious jokers. Just want to throw shade on your game or just want to get up your business. And the slightest thing you say goes sideways, they pounce right on it. And ladies, I hear it all the time, how they go, oh, I got this man. Be careful. I'm going to let Lady J know what I mean. When, you know, you got women that want to be chums about their man all the time with their spouse.
Everybody ain't there to pat you on your back and be like, you go, girl. I'm happy for you. Because after a while, it's like, oh, it can't be all that good. Oh, well, what are you still with you for? Because the same people who were your cheerleaders in the beginning, when you're constantly cheering and rah-rah and you happy, then it's like, oh, he still with you? Or y'all still doing this? And all of a sudden, they start to look at you sideways. They talk sideways out of their mouth. They start to throw shade. But I thought you was my people. I thought you was happy for me. Because the thing is that if we're cool and we peoples, as I say, my happiness should be your happiness. Or actually, if I'm happy, you don't got to give a damn one way or another, but just don't kick dirt on what I got going on. You know, and some people are predators. It's like, you know, they'll take all the information you give them about the person you're with and then flip that on you and wind up trying to go take what you have. So some things are meant to be secrets. Pillow talk should be just that. It should just be pillow talk between you and that person. What's going on in your situation, relation, whatever, that's between the two of y'all. And you know what? When you're happy, it shows. You don't have to tell everybody everything you did. You don't have to tell everywhere you've been. When you got that glow on your face, they know. And that's good enough. That's good enough. And, you know, you never know how you're connected to someone. So you never know who knows who. So sometimes when you start running your mouth and you talking about so-and-so this and so-and-so that, you don't know if that's an ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, the cousin of an ex, somebody he may have hollered at last week before he decided to get serious with you this week. And then they're ready to throw shade on your game and kick dirt on what you got going on. You know, and, you know, there are those situations where you come across the person that, you know, they messed with. Oh, well, he gonna do this, and he got 3 baby mamas, and she got 4 baby daddies, and, okay, I'm well aware of all that, but I appreciate you. Because as soon as you get that perplexed look on your face, and you got that unsure thing going on, yeah, they got you, and they're going to rope you in, and they're going to give you everything negative there is about that person. Even though this person has shown you nothing but positive, now you get confused and conflicted, and then you want to run back. Well, so-and-so told me, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but I spend all my time with you. You should know. You should definitely know. So I say all of that to come full circle because unfortunately it's almost that time, blah, blah, blah. You know, you know, communicate what you know, how someone needs to be good to you. Don't ever let someone dictate to you what that just be good to me is. You know, if you got something going on between you and somebody and you being upfront with them and they're being upfront with you, telling you, just be good to me. You know, all that shit you do elsewhere, that's irrelevant. Just be good to me. And I think the other part of that was, because if you just be good to me, I'll just be good to you.
That's an excellent, excellent closeout. I was feeling that. Good job. Good job. I can't come back after that, with the exception of let me see. I guess from your producer side of it, I guess I can say own your happiness. I mean, nobody else is going to be happy for you. Be your own cheerleader. Be your own cheerleader. Yeah, be your own cheerleader. Yeah, ain't nobody's gonna root harder for you than yourself. Don't look for somebody else to give you your happiness. You know, look for yourself. Once you're happy with yourself and cheering for your own damn self, the crowd will clap. But enjoy your moment. It should be good to you. You come first.
People.
But yeah, that's it. Exactly. That's it. But once again, you know, we want to thank all our lovely, lovely listeners and followers of the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. We call this the Grown Zone. It's just a place where we can just give you an hour of adult conversation. Hopefully you can get something out of it. Hopefully, you know, you want to chime in on it. You know, like our Facebook page. Yeah, we're going to put weekly little stuff up there. You know, just keep it grown and sexy. And at the same time, you know, keep it informative as well. You know, it's not just chatter. You're not just running our gums. You know, we want to make it informative, make it a quality. But at the same time, if you can get something, you have fun with it, listen, whether you want to chime in to the chat or leave us a note or two or some suggestions, you know, please do it. You know, because we love all you. We love all you guys for listening.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like notes, so leave me notes. Leave me stuff. It makes me feel special and pretty.
There you go. Exactly, exactly. And, you know, for those, you know, if you're not doing it on a Friday, listen, check out the, you know, I'm going to be doing my thing on a release, you know, on Friday, I'm sorry. I'm going to be doing the Master Mix this Friday at www.shadowworlds.com. We'll put it on our page. So without no further ado, I'm going to say thank you to everybody. So it's time to say goodnight.
Goodnight. Love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Definitely.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah. So like the page. We're going to send it out to you guys. Love you.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations. Every night.
Hello. How are you?
In the building. We are in the building. Once again, we're welcome everyone to the Relations Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of having relations.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking to my fellas right now. Fellas,
don't try to take me now and turn me into something that I'm not, because it's now all of a sudden convenient for you. If you're going to love me with who I am, for who I am, by who I am, or leave me the hell you know. It's pretty simple.
It's rolling and rolling.